We got to the very end of Lama Beis and Beis, but just let's recap the Shakavataria a drop. Rav Papa wanted to say, according to Abba Shaul, who says that the shear of Achilas Truma is a pruta, as opposed to the Tanakama, who says that it's a gezayis, that he didn't mean to say that it's dafka pruta, he means to say that you also need a pruta. I mean, if you eat a gezayis that's less than a pruta, you're not chayiv. And there's two conditions that you need, both a pruta and a gezayis. On that, the Gemara first slugged up, brought a raya from a brisa that that's not true, he meant dafka pruta, not both. Then the Gemara continued, and the Gemara says that even Rav Papa himself was chayzer. So we were in the middle of a long Shakavataria to prove that Rav Papa himself was chayzer. And we started out as follows. We wanted to know, we had a brisa that the brisa wanted to know, how do you know that mazid is potter from by me'ila, if a person's a me'ila of a mazid, that he doesn't bring a carbon. So we darshan from v'chata b'shkago, which is mashal dafka b'shkago, not b'mazid. So the Gemara asks, why do you need that? Why can't you learn it from a kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer is, if by chai v'krisis, which are more chomer, you're potter b'mazid, so by chai v'misa b'dei shemayim, like me'ila, which is less chomer, so kol shekain that b'mazid you should be potter. On that, the Sefer says, no, I have a pircha on the kal v'chomer, because me'ila has misa, which the other ones do not have. So on that, the Gemara says, it makes no sense. You were just saying that misa, b'dei shemayim, is less chomer, and now you're saying that it's more chomer, that it should be a pircha from the kal v'chomer. So the Gemara answered back, what we meant to say in the Sefer was that me'ila has misa, even if it's less than a kezayis. And that's the chumrah of mila, because all chayiv increases, let's say chayiv with dam, you have to eat a kezayis. Over here, you're chayiv even if it's less than a kezayis. So we finished off yesterday that the makshin answered back. This is the second to last line. He said, Yasha Koyach, you should have yeshiva das because you settled my mind. You answered my kasha. So this is where we're up to. He said, my teretz. How did I settle your mind? Why is it good? The teretz that I just gave, that truma is that me'ila is chayiv even if it's less than a gezayis. Rabbi and Reb Sheshes shadu b'narga. Rabbi and Reb Sheshes literally threw an axe at this teretz, meaning they chopped the teretz up. They slugged it up. What was their kash on the teretz? Man shamalei damer hezid b'me'ila. B'misa, who's the Tana who says that if a person does me'ila b'mezid, he's chayv misa, because that's what the Brisa assumed. The Brisa said that me'ila, which is a chayv misa, loy kol shekain. Who's the Tana that says mezid by me'ila is chayv misa b'dei shemayim? Rebbe. That's the sheet of Rebbe, the Tanya. Heise b'mila, if a person does me'ila b'mezid, Rebbe Yomer b'misa, he gets misa b'dei shemayim. V'chom ma'imrim b'azara, no, it's only alav. He gets malchus, but there's no misa. So my time with the Rebbe, what's Rebbe's source that you get misa b'dei shemayim? Rebbe Avo, gomer chet mi tshuma, because he has a gzer shava, chet from tshuma. It says v'chata b'shkago over here by me'ila, it says chet by tshuma. So you make a gzer shava, chet from tshuma, so you make a gzeir shav to chuma match chuma misa, just like chuma, if a czar eats chuma he's chay misa b'dei shemayim, af mila zatu by mila, if a czar does mila then he if a person does mila then the misa he gets misa b'dei shemayim umina. Now, once you're learning how to chuma, so you have to take the limud a step further. From the same limud, you should say, ma chuma, the shir is b'kezayis, af me'ila b'kezayis. Just like by chuma, you have to eat a kezayis to be chayv that misa, so too by me'ila, he has to eat a kezayis to be chayv the misa. So if the Bryce is assuming that there is misa by me'ila, obviously we're going with the opinion of Rabbi, and if that's the case, it should follow that the shir should have to be a kezayis. So how can you tell me that me'ila is chayv per pachas m'kezayis? That was the kasha of Reb Sheshes and Rabba. Umaskel Rapapa, on that says Rapapa, Mimai the Rebbe Kerabonon Sirlei, who told you that Rebbe holds like the Rabbanon that the shear of Truma is a gezayis? Dilma Kabashal Sirlei, maybe they hold like Abashal that the shear of Truma itself is the Omer Yesh B'Shavar Pruta, all you need is a Shavar Pruta, Avog Avdol Lesbe Kazayis, even without a Kazayis. So if Truma itself doesn't need a Kazayis, so Me'ilah, which is learned out of Truma, Hu Adin, does not need a Kazayis. And therefore we're back to our Limud. The Pircha of the Brisa is that there is a Chumra in Me'ilah that you don't have by the regular Chivik Kriyas, let's say by Chelev and Dam, which is that over there you need a Kazayis, and over here you can get away with less than a Kazayis. So that was Repapa's Teretz. Now coming back to us, says Gemara, what do you mean that was Repapa's Teretz? For Repapa Hudamar, wasn't Repapa the one who said the Abishol Tarti Boy, that when Abishol says you need a Shavar Pruta, he wasn't coming to say you need Dafka Shavar Pruta, he was coming to say you need two conditions. It has to be both the Shavar Pruta and the Kazayis. So what's his Teretz that he's going like this Shita, that you don't, like Abishol, that you only need a Shavar Pruta? Elishmaminis, it must be Hadabay. That Repapa was Chayzer, and he held that now Abishol wasn't coming to say that you need both, he was coming to say that it's Dafka Tali and Shavar Pruta, and you do not need it to be a Kazayis. Even if it's less than a Kazayis, one would be Chayiv. Marbrei Derav Na'amar. So now the Gemara is going to bring a couple other Pshatim in the Braisa. What was the Pircha of the Seifa? Why you would not be able to learn Me'ilah out of other Chiyuvim that B'mezid doesn't bring a carbon, and you need a special drasha to say that B'mezid doesn't bring a carbon. So Marbrei Deravina Amar, Marbrei Deravna says, Hachikam, this is what the Braisa means to say, Loi, you can't learn Me'ilah out of other Chiyuvim, because Ima Marta B'Shar Mitzvahis, Shalai Yosef B'em She'im Miskaben K'miskaben. By Shar Mitzvahis, by, let's say, Chelev, Dam, all these other things, or by other Chiyuvim Chatas, the Torah didn't treat She'im Miskaben K'miskaben. Someone who does something without kavana, as if he did it with kavana, which is this parsha of misasek, meaning, like we explained a few times in Masechet Shabbos, shoygig means you intended to do what you did, you just forgot that it's aser, right? You forgot that, let's say today is Shabbos, or you forgot that on Shabbos it's aser to plow. That's called a shoygig, but you meant to plow. But if you didn't mean to do what you did, for example, shemiskaven lachter as a tolush. If he thought he was cutting something that's detached on the ground, which is not a malacha, and he ended up that this thing was attached to the ground, and therefore it's a malacha, so over here it's not a shaygig, he didn't realize that he's doing a malacha b'chlal. Right. So then it's misasik and shepater. He's pater. Timer b'milah, whereas the parallel by me'ilah, she'imiskavim l'schamim b'gizah chulin, if he meant to put on a chulin coat to warm himself up, and instead he put on the wool of oila to warm himself up, shemal. So even though he never intended putting on that coat, he took the wrong coat, ava became he's chayiv mila. So that's the chumra mila over other yisurim, over, for example, Shabbos, where misasik would be pot. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Hachi Kamar, a little bit differently, this is what the Braisa meant to say. Loi, ima marta b'shar mitzvahis, if you want to say by shar mitzvahis that your potter b'mezid from a carbon, shekein lo miskai b'em she'im misasik ki misasik, because you're not chayiv when you're not being oisik in cutting at all, like if you're oisik with cutting. She'im miskaben lak b'yas atolush, if you saw something on the ground, there was a flower on the ground, and you thought it was detached on the ground, so you meant to pick it up. You didn't even mean to cut it. You thought it's not being plucked. You're just picking it up. And then it ended up being that it was attached to the ground. So as you picked it up, you plucked it. Shapati your potter, because over here you didn't even mean to cut it at all. I mean, we had a machlokes and misachas Shabbos. How far does misasa go? In the first case, you knew that you were cutting. You just thought you were cutting something that's detached from the ground, which is not a malacha. So the first mandamar holds that that's called misasa. The second one that holds, no, at the end of the day you meant to cut and you cut, that's not misasik. But if you meant to pick something up and then you ended up plucking it, you didn't mean to pluck at all, so then that's for sure misasik, according to everybody. Timer b'me'ilah, whereas by me'ilah, shimhoish yadir l'kli, if you stuck your hand into a vessel, little chayvitz, because there was some chayvitz inside the vessel that you wanted to take, v'shach yadir b'shemen, you didn't realize that the vessel was filled with oil, Shal Kaidish that belonged to Hektish, Shamal. So, and you ended up anointing yourself doing Sicha with this oil without intending to do a Sicha Bechlal. And Avot became there's Me'ilah. So we see that there, even according to this Mandamar, there's a Chumra in Me'ilah that you don't have by other Yisurim, that Misasek in this Oifen would be Potter for Shabbos and would be Chayiv by Me'ilah. And that's why you can't learn from a Kal V'chomer that just like Shabbos is part of Mezid, so to Me'il is part of Mezid. Omar Mar.
So where are we holding right now?
So we're holding right now is that there was a brisa that said you need a drasha that Me'il is part of Mezid. The question is, why do you need a drasha? Why can't we learn it out from all Chiyuv V'chatois? So on that, the Gemara said you have a pircha that there's a chumra of by Me'ila shekem b'misa. So the question is, what does it mean shekem b'misa? Misa is a kula, not a chumra. So the Gemara said three tirutim. Either it means that there's Me'ila on a pachas mikizayis, or there's Me'ila when it was niskaven lito alzeven at alzev, which would be the parallel to niskaven lachtachas talash v'chatachas m'chumra, or the higher level of Masasik that you weren't miskaven for Chaticha B'chlau, you at least there you would be Potter, and over here, even though you weren't miskaven for Sicha B'chlau, there would be Mila. So either way, there's a Chumra in Me'ila, one of these three Chumras that you don't have by Chatos, by Shabbos, by other Chatois, and therefore, we cannot learn from a Kal V'chomer Me'ila from Shah Chatois, and that's why the Pasuk had to write a specific Pasuk to teach us v'chata b'shkaka that b'mezid there's no carbon meila. Otherwise, we wouldn't have known it.
So it's coming out here that there is no there not who is it not like Rebbe or Rav who said that there's meila by mezid, right?
No, we
had one sheet that didn't we? So there was one sheet that said the meila has mezid.
Oh, that's what I mean. We had a machlekes before if it's yoytze l'chulin b'mezid. We're talking about the carbon meila. Everybody agrees. There's no machlekes that got with the carbon. Everybody agrees that the carbon meila is not b'mezid.
Okay, right. And what about Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak Stira?
No, so we're answering up that the Sefer the Baisa doesn't mean b'misa. It means b'misa even in one of these Eifanim.
Three other pshatim, not misa b'nei shemayim.
Right. We don't mean that it means so misa b'nei shemayim. It means misa in this Eifan. Misa even though you're a misasik, or misa even though it's less than a gazayas. You just have to edit the Baisa a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Omar Mar. We started off with Chum of Chometz. So the Braisa that we quoted before said that if a person eats Chum of Chometz on Pesach, when do we have a machlokes if he's chayv or not? That's when it was when it was Chumah first and then it became Chometz, so the Chumah was a valid Chumah. I will hifrish Chometz, Chumah, but if you separated Chumah on something that was already Chometz, divrei kol and kedusha, so then the truma doesn't take effect in the first place, and if that's the case, then the whole sukkah of achilas truma doesn't start because it's not truma. Mino anemili. Where do we get that from? Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Kra, Titan loy v'loy la'ayrei, because the Torah, the pasuk says regarding truma that reishis the gancha v'siroishcha v'itzarecha reishis geitzaycha titan loy. You should give it to the kohen. It means you should give it to the kohen something that he himself could use. The loy la'ayrei, not something that he could only use for light, that he could only use it as fuel to burn in his lamp. So you have to, when you give truma to the kohen, it has to be edible to the kohen. If you're mafresh truma's chametz on Pesach, it's not edible to the kohen, even if you hold that the chametz is also bana, is motu bana, nonetheless, it's not edible. Everybody agrees to that. So therefore, you can't be mafresh truma's chametz on Pesach. Mas yifra revuna b'reidu v'yishua, frekta revuna b'reidu v'yishua, ein tarmim minat Tuma minatameila tayri. You're not allowed to take off tuma from produce which is tame, and produce which is tar. The imtaram, if you did b'shaygig, so if it was b'shaygig, you didn't realize it was tame, and you took it off, and then afterwards you found out that it was tame. Tuma's the tuma. The tuma is valid. V'amai, why should it be valid? The same drasha that tells you can't take off chametz on Pesach because it has to be edible to the kohen and not something that can only be used as fuel. So who adin tamei produce is the same thing. The kohen can't eat it. All he could use with it is burn it in his lamp. If that's the case, we should say loy v'loy loy, right? So why is the chuma valid even b'shaking even b'tievet? So says the Gemara, lekasha hasam hoysele shasa kosher. Over there, it had a shasa kosher, meaning it was tara first. At that point in time, it could have been used for truma, and only afterwards it became tama. Since at one point in time, it could have been used for truma, so even after it becomes tama, it doesn't lose that ability to be truma, at least with the evet. Masha Enkin, if it never had a shasa kosher, which we'll say exactly what the case is in a moment, so then then the Torah says that it cannot be truma. So Hacha Loyers Loyshas Hakosher, over here we never had a Shas Hakosher whatsoever. So it comes out Lefid is Teretz. So by Chometz as well, Chometz that never had a Shas Hakosher, you can't be Mafresh as Truma. But Chometz that had a Shas Hakosher, meaning it wasn't Chometz first, and then it became Chometz. So before it was Chometz that could have been used as Truma. So then Anachanami B'di'evid, if you were Mafresh as Chometz, it would end up being a valid Truma. What would be considered a case that it never had a Shas HaKosher, it was never capable of being Truma before it became Chometz? So the Gemara says, going to Achmitz b'machubur, it became Chometz while it was still attached to the ground. Kol zman produce is attached to the ground, you can't be Mafresh Truma from it, it has to be detached from the ground. By the time it was detached from the ground, it was already Chometz, so it never had a Shas HaKosher. Therefore, you can't be mafresh such chametz to be truma. Avol achmes v'talush halchinami dekotsha. But enechinami, according to his teretz, are you saying that if once it was detached from the ground, so it was technically capable, potentially it could have been mafresh the truma ready, and then only afterwards it became chametz? So then enechinami, if you use that truma for chametz for truma, it would be a valid truma. Amalein, yes. Bigzeres irim pizgamu v'maimar kadishin she'ilta. This is a pasuk he quoted in Sefer Daniel, which says this is a gzera of the irin of the malachim v'maimar kadishin, the maimar of the holy ones. She'ilta was asked from the holy ones, which again refers to the malachim. And in our context, he was saying that the talmid chacham we know are compared to malachim. So bigzeres irim pizgamu, that this is what the talmid chacham say, and if you want to ask any of the talmid chachamim, that's what they'll answer you. And they pass them like me in the Beis Medrash. Yes, even though you want to say it's a chiddush, maybe you want to say it's a doichik, but ask around, everybody will tell you that's the case. The chametz that had a shas hakosher, if b'di'evit, if you use it, it's a valid shuma, and only if it didn't have a shas hakosher, which is this crazy case that it became chametz before you detached it from the ground, only then that's when we say that it cannot become shuma.
This is only according to Rabbi Yosef Glili.
Well, that is mutar ba'ana.
Right. Is that what this whole shtickle here?
The shalom utari, the Gemara is definitely assuming that it's mutar ba'ana because of the way the Gemara says v'loy la'ayray. But
right.
With like Tosis speaks out that that's only going like Rabbi Yosef Glili. But the etzem din of if it works b'di'evid when it had a shas hakosher, then I'm not sure if it's dafka Rabbi Yosef Glili or not. The shaka b'tari of the Gemara is for sure going in Rabbi Yosef Glili. So that's the first pshat in the brisa. Ki also Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, when Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said a different makar. How do you know that you cannot be mafresh truma, which is chametz, not from the drasha of loy v'loy la'iri? Because if that's the case, we would have a kasha. If that's the same thing, then that should negate Tumah as well. And then we have to be mechalik between if it had a shas hakosher and if it didn't have a shas hakosher. Rather, Amar Kra, Reishis, the Torah says that Truma has to be a Reishis. It's Reishis Degoncha. It's the first. The first means that there's leftovers. You give the kain the first part, and then you keep the rest. So it has to be Shashir El Nikarim, that there are leftovers that are nicker, that now that you're Mafresh HaChuma, now the leftovers became Mutter, Li Yisrael to the Yisrael. Yat HaZazu, that excludes Chametz on Pesach, Shein Shir El Nikarim, that the Shirayim don't become nicker, because even if you want to go like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that the Shirayim is Mutter Bana, it was always Mutter Bana. Tevel, like we explained earlier, is not Aser Bana. So, as far as Hana, you were always allowed to have Hana from it. As far as Achila, you're not going to be able to eat it. So there's no Shirayim Nakarim, there's no difference in the Shirayim now that you're Mafresh the Truma. Masha Enke by Tuma, Yisrael is allowed to eat Tame. Truma and Kachem, you're not allowed to eat Betuma, but Chulin, you're allowed to eat Betuma. So then over there, the Shirayim are Nikarim, because when you're Mafresh the part of it and you give it to the Kayin, the rest will now, that until now was not Mutar Bachila, now becomes Mutar Bachila. Yosef Reb Acha bar Reb Avia kamed Reb Chista. Reb Acha bar Reb Avia was sitting in front of Reb Chista. Yosef Kamar Meshuvah Derechanan was saying over in the name of Reb Yochanan, Anovim shenitru, if a grape becomes tame, dark and pachas mikabeya, you could press the grapes less than a kabeya at a time, because we know that the shear of food to convey tumah, to give all over its tumah, is a kabeya. So as long as you have less than a kabeya of grapes at a shot, they can't give off any tumah. So you take out however many grapes it is, depending on the size of the grapes, let's say two grapes or three grapes, whatever the size is that's less than a kabeya, you take you only squeeze out that amount at a time, and the wine will never become tamei, and it's kosher even when it's tamei, and you could even use it for the mizbeach. It's so tar. Alma must be kosaver mashkim ifke pekidi, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the liquid that's inside a fruit is not considered part of the fruit, because if it's part of the fruit, when the grape became tamei, the liquid with the juice that's inside of it should have become tummy itself. Terence says we look at the liquid inside as if it's a mifke pekidi, as if it's a separate entity that's just stored inside. So the vessel, the container became tummy, but the liquid that's within did not yet become tummy. And Rashi just points out, don't tell me that the liquid is a rishon and it's metame the thing inside to be a sheni or whatever level you want to do, because for two reasons. First of all, each grape by itself individually, as of now, the liquid in each side grape is not touching all the grapes, it's only touching the one grape that it's inside of, which is less than a beya. And secondly, even without that, it's not yet a mashke until it's squeezed out. So if it would be a separate entity, it would be a separate entity that as of now is not capable of becoming tame. So regardless, it wouldn't be tame. So the aim is come tame. When is it able to become tame? L'chisachetlu, now that you squeezed it and it's outside, so first of all it's a mashke, and second of all it's touching not only that one single grape that it came out of, but it's touching the mass of grapes that was squeezed together. As it comes out, it's inevitable that it's not going to touch a little bit. But if they're all connected together, when I touch a large lump of meat, right? I don't have to touch the whole thing. I just touch one end. So grapes, once they squeeze, they stick a little bit together. They would be mistarif. They would be mistarif. So when did it become tamei? L'chisachelu, when you squeeze them. L'chisachelu, that's l'shur. But since you're squeezing pachas mikabeya, so by time after you squeeze it, it's touching a mass that's less than a beya. Less than a beya can't be metamet, and therefore the juice ends up being tar. Frakti gemara yachik a beya nami. So why does it have to be less than a beya? It could be exactly a beya, because if the entire volume is exactly a beya, so the second you start squeezing it and one drop comes out, so then by definition it's going to be less than a beya. So why do you have to start out with less than a beya? Start out with an exact beya. And how? And we talk even see Mishnahs like that. D'atanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Tamei Meis. If a person's a Tamei Meis, Shesachat Zeisim Anavim, and he's squeezing out either olives or grapes, Kabei Mechuvanes, if the amount that he was squeezing out started out as being an exact Kabeya, Tahirim, so the juice that comes out is going to be tar. Why? Because the second the first drop of juice comes out and it's capable of being Tamei, by definition, the mass is now less than a kabeya, and it can't be metami. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Tazam d'yevid. But d'yevid, you're right. Even if it was an exact kabeya, l'mais, at the end of the day, it's tar. However, hacha l'chatchila, over here, we're talking about l'chatchila. And l'chatchila, we're not going to tell you to go to the line and do an exact kabeya. We're going to tell you to do a drop less than a kabeya, and the reason is to get an exact kabeya, it's very easy to make a mistake and do a drop more than a kabeya. If we tell you to do less than a kabeya, so then we don't have to be chashed that you're going to end up having more than a kabeya. Says Reb Chista, man say yislach l'Reb Yochanan Rabba. Who listens to you and to your Rebbe, Reb Yochanan? I mean, you're making a mistake. V'chitum av shebem leichan olcha. How could you tell me that these grapes that became tamei and now you could squeeze them out and the juice is tar? What happened to the tuma? Meaning, like the Gemara explains, alma kasavra, because he holds Reb Chista, mashke mivabli, that the mashke is absorbed into the grape. It's not a separate entity, like we said before, mifke kidi. Rather, it's mivabli. It's absorbed into the grape and it's part and parcel of the grape. So until you squeeze the grape, the juice that's inside is part of the grape, and when the grape became tamei, the juice became tamei. So right, because it's part of you don't have Rashi's problem. It's part of that grape. It becomes tamei.
But the grape is less than
the fish. Also, to become tamei, you don't need a kabeya. Only to be metamei. If it's becoming tamei from the grape, meaning the grape is a rishon and it's making this into a sheni, so food only passes on tuma if it's a kabeya. But over here, it's becoming tamei from the mace because it's just part of the grape itself. So to become tamei, it's machlokes rishonim if it's the rice of the rabbanim. But everybody agrees, at least midrash rabbanim, it could become tamei even if it's less than a kabeya. Yeah, there's no shear for a thing. And now Rashi by us, Rashi in most places in Shas goes with that sheet that it's midiraisa. Rashi by us goes that way. He just happens to quote the second sheet as well. So, it's interesting. There's theories that Taisus sometimes quotes Rashi one way and sometimes quotes Rashi the other way. But either way, as far as we're concerned, it's definitely going to be tamei. Whether it's the raisa or the rabbanon, it's definitely going to be tamei.
So maybe the bracha should not be very fresh up and now, because it's, the juice is just like the orange is part of the pulp, and not what you would call it ballooned in there, like we say. Well, that's how we make a very fresh up on the right. Yain.
Well, okay. So if you're asking the Gabi brachas, right. The reason why it's a little bit more complicated than that, because the reason why Yayin and Shemin get a bracha b'fnei atzmei is the Torah was machshiv the mashka once you squeeze it as a mashka, and not as just a part of the grape, a part of the fruit that comes out. So our machlokes over here, mitzvah b'li, is only kol zman it's inside, if it's mitzvah b'li or mitzvah p'kidi. But once it comes out, it's for sure not zeya of the grape. The Torah said it becomes a separate entity, it becomes wine. So legabe brachas is for sure going to be that way. Whereas other fruit, like we had earlier, then the Torah was never machshiv the mashka that comes out of them. And also, again, not to go into the brachas, but even by oranges, it's not so poshut. There are, we know that the Chazanish held that if ripe oranges were made for juicing, then an economy by oranges as well, you would make an eight on the liquid. Okay, so Alma must be that Rav Chista holds because Savar Mashka Mivabli. The Mashka is called absorbed; it's part of the grape. So when the grape becomes tamei, itlul mashkim. So the liquid that's part of the grape as of now became tamei together with the rest of the grape. So now that you squeeze it out, it doesn't have to become tamei from the grape; it's already tamei, and therefore that's why Rav Chista said, "How do you take tamei off?" So he answered back, you don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan that the mashke inside is considered a separate entity and did not become tamei. What happened to the mishnah we quoted before? That mishnah that we said that when a tamei mace squeezes out either olives or grapes, and it was kabeya bechuvenes, and it was exactly a kabeya tahirim. The liquid is tar because it was never makabel tuma from the food. So obviously it's a separate entity. According to you, that's not a separate entity. Who cares if it's an exact kabeya? So iyamim bishlam mifkib kiti bishlam. If you're going to say like me that it's mifkib kiti mishum achi tahirin, el yamim mifkibli. But if you say that it's only absorbed inside, am I tahirin? So that it's absorbed inside, it's part of the grape or part of the olive. Why is it tar? It became tummy when the grape or when the olive became tummy. So he answered him, no. Really, like I'm saying, it's part of the olive and it's part of the grape. So why then didn't it become tummy as soon as the tummy mace touched the grape? Teretz is, Hagamayaskin, in this Mishnah, you know what the case of the Mishnah is talking about? This Mishnah means as follows. We're squeezing out grapes that were never mukshel kabel tuma, and we know that food is not mukshel tuma unless it's mukshel kabel tuma, unless it touched one of the shemim asim. So a grape that was never became mukshel kabel tuma, and now a tamei mace is squeezing it. So as of now, yes, as he's squeezing it, it's a kebeya, but now it's not capable of being tamei because it was never mukshel. When's the first time it came into contact with liquid? As soon as he squeezed the drop out, that liquid that came out will act as the hechsher. It's mashka, and it will act as the hechsher. But le'emus become miskashvi. At what point in time does it have a hechsher? L'chisachelu, as he squeezes it. Kisachelu, at that point in time that he squeezed it, so one drop came out, and you started out with an exact beya. So by definition, if one drop came out already, batzalu shira. So now the rest is less than a shira, and that's why it can't be metame. But Enechanami had a Hechsher from before. You washed off the grapes from before, for example. So then Enechanami will become Tami as is before you squeeze it, and according to Rav Chisda, not only will the food, the flesh of the grape become Tame, but even the liquid within will also be part of the grape, and therefore that will also be Tame.
This guy that's squeezing grapes is touching the grape
and not the liquid, right? It's spoken out in the Mishnah over there. It has to be that way. He's holding the grape in a way that it's squeezing out from the other side, that he's not touching the liquid. You're right. If you touch the liquid, all bets are off. It was Matame the liquid. The Eli Tan Mahachi, and if you're not going to say this pshat like I'm saying, Hadatani, that which you learned in a brisa, Halamazadema, what can you compare this to? The chuma tusim, the chuma. We had this also in the brisa earlier. We asked, what are you going to do with chuma that became tamei and pesach? Why is it worth anything? So on that, the other man answered back because he held like Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean? There's a big difference between Truma Tameya. Sorry, because he didn't know like Rabbi. There's a big difference between Truma Tameya and Truma's Chametz, because Truma Tameya could at least be used for fuel. Masha Enkin, Truma's Chametz can't be used for anything. Halamaz Adamus, or Truma's Chametz on Pesach, which can't be used for anything if you don't like Rabbi basically. What would you compare it to? The Truma of Tusim Vanavim, of the Truma of berries or of grapes, Shanipa, that become Tamish, that can't be used for anything. Because as far as eating is concerned, they're tamei, they can't be eaten. And as far as hasaka is concerned, these are things that are not, can't be, juice can't be used for hasaka. So we could be medayik. What do you mean that you can't eat it? Hahat rachil enami is bay. I have a way to eat it. If a guy is mafish chuma of berries or of grapes less than a kizayis, less than our tummy. So you know what you do? Do our etza, separate them and to less than a kibay each and squeeze it out, and at least the liquid within will be tar, and then you'll be able to drink it. So how could the Brisa say that when you take chuma of berries or chuma of grapes that are tame, it's not edible? It's not true. The flesh is not edible, but at least the liquid within is edible if you hold mashka mifka pekidi. So must be a raya to me, says Rav Chisda, that the mashka is mifla bli, and the mashka became tame together with the fruit, so it's taka, not edible. Rav said no raya from there. Maybe I'll tell you la'olam, like the first sheet of like Rabbi Yochanan, that the mashka within is called mifkaki, is called a separate entity. And really, there, if that's the case, miyikra, then you should be able to squeeze the berries or squeeze the grapes, pachas mikabeya, and the liquid should be mutar and it should be mutar. And afa pikein, we say that this chuma is worthless because it's a gzeir domasi behu lidei tkakalo. We don't let you keep the grapes or keep the berries to squeeze, because if that's the case, you're playing with fire. He's going to end up forgetting that the tummy, and inevitably he's going to start eating part of the flesh as well. So on that, Abaye asked the Michashinon, Litakala, we choshed that the kohen can't keep Truma Tumei around to use it for fuel or other things, because maybe he'll come to Takala. But Tanya, didn't we learn Madligam and Pasu with Shemeshal Truma? You could light bread of Truma or oil of Truma Shanit, that became Tame, you could use it as fuel, and we're not choshed for Takala. So Amalei, he answered him over there, you do something to make sure that he realizes not to eat it. Paz directly Beina Eitzim. The bread, you could throw it together where you're in your wood storage, in your storage shed, so you're not going to come to eat it anymore. Shem and Shalchuma, Ramalei B'Kliv Moyas, and the oil of Chuma that became Tame, you'll put it in a vessel, in a keli, that's Mos. So again, you're not going to come to drink it. But Masha Enkin over here, if you want to use the juice or of the grapes or the wine, you're not or the berries, you're obviously not going to put it into a disgusting keli. Therefore, you have no hecker, and that's why we don't allow you to do it, because you're coming blite to kala. But Enechanami, without this gzera miikradin, that would taka b'dalacha, that according to this manamah, that's mifkup kiti, that you would be able to squeeze out the grape and the berry, pachas mikabeya, and the liquid that's within would be tar, and not only because he couldn't have enough from it, he would even be allowed to drink that. Okay, stop over here.